USA Radio News.
Multiple people remain unaccounted for amid devastating flooding in Kentucky. This is according to the governor, who toured the devastation by helicopter on Friday and called it the worst flooding he's ever seen since being in office. The official death toll stands at 19.
From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
Governor Andy Beshear. President Biden has declared a federal disaster to direct relief money to more than a dozen Kentucky counties, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency appointed an officer to coordinate the recovery. Flooding has also damaged parts of Western Virginia and Southern West Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
China has called out President Biden.
To say communist China has lost the respect for the United States is an understatement. After Biden's handlers told the American people of the two-plus-hour conversation, Chinese officials are now calling out President Biden as a liar. Zhou Lichong is Chinese foreign minister via a translator.
Claims about genocide and forced labor in Xinjiang are pure lies. You mentioned that a White House spokesperson said the issues of genocide and forced labor were mentioned in the call last night. That is false information.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pro bono lawyers, bar associations, and public interest groups gathered at the White House to discuss how best to offer legal services and protections for women seeking abortions. The effort is part of an executive order signed by President Joe Biden earlier this month aimed at protecting access to abortion. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov Friday, during which Blinken says he discussed a notable U.S. proposed prisoner exchange designed to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner, as well as Paul Whelan, who is accused of spying by Russia, home.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking a trip to Asia as the world watches for her possible stop in Taiwan. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin Mike Gallagher says the United States needs to stand its ground.
It is a mess, I grant you that, but we just can't be intimidated by the Chinese Communist Party.
Will Smith is offering an on-camera apology to Chris Rock Friday in a YouTube video for slapping Rock on stage at the 2022 Academy Awards.
I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out.
The video was titled, It's Been a Minute. Smith resigned from the Academy following the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.